Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 3rd, 2025, through Friday, March 7th, 2025. Monday, March 3rd, 2025. Two money couriers for Colombian-based money laundering organization convicted by federal grand jury. T. Devon Cover and Dennis Raymond Rowe were convicted following a four-day jury trial for their involvement in a sophisticated international money laundering organization that laundered more than $6 million in drug proceeds from Colombian cartels throughout the United States, the Caribbean, and European banking systems. Cover was convicted of one count of money laundering of monetary instruments. Rowe was convicted of one count of money laundering conspiracy, one count of money laundering, and two counts of laundering of monetary instruments. Over the course of the investigation, $1 million was seized from corporate bank accounts and other investigative activity. Nearly 3,000 kilograms of cocaine, with a street value of over $90 million, was traced back to the money laundering organization. In or about October 2016, law enforcement began an investigation into a sophisticated money laundering organization located primarily in Barranquilla, Colombia. During an extensive five-year investigation, the organization laundered $6 million in drug proceeds through intermediary banks in the United States, including banks in Massachusetts, as well as an additional process through banks in the Caribbean and Europe by use of the Colombian black market, Peso Exchange, PMPE. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. Seven individuals charged in largest employee retention credit scheme case in the United States. Keith Williams, Jamis Davis, Marias Dix, James Hams Jr., Jamari Lewis, Ewendra Matherin, and Tiffany Williams were charged by federal indictment with conspiracy to defraud the United States, wire fraud, and aiding and assisting in the preparation of false tax returns. According to United States Attorney Durham, the defendants allegedly shamefully took advantage of a global health emergency to line their pockets with millions of dollars that were intended for struggling families and small businesses just trying to stay afloat and lavish themselves with luxury goods while shamefully boasting about their criminal activity. According to court documents, between November 2021 and June 2023, the defendants filed over 8,000 quarterly payroll tax returns claiming over $600 million in COVID-19 pandemic relief funds. On behalf of themselves and their clients, the defendants submitted filings seeking payment under the ERC and the SFLC. Several of the defendants also filed fraudulent Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, loan applications. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, March 5th, 2025. Canadian dark web vendor sentenced for importing millions of counterfeit Xanax pills into the United States. Arden McCann has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison for his role in operating an international narcotics distribution ring over the dark web, where millions of counterfeit Xanax pills were imported and sold to customers in the United States. According to acting U.S. Attorney Maltrey, the charges and other information presented in court, in October 2015, McCann was arrested by the Laval, Quebec, Canada police after he was identified as selling drugs on the dark web using the moniker DR Xanax. As part of the investigation, Canadian authorities seized approximately 2 million counterfeit Xanax pills, 5 pill presses, alprazolam powder, 3,000 MDMA pills, and $200,000 in cash, 15 firearms, ballistic vests, and drug ledgers. The drug ledgers revealed McCann and others purchased alprazolam from China, pressed alprazolam into counterfeit Xanax pills, then sold the pills to customers throughout the United States. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, March 6, 2025. Defense contractor executive pleads guilty to bribery scheme involving $100 million in government contracts. Russell Thurston, a former executive vice president at Cambridge International Systems, Inc., a defense contractor headquartered in Arlington, Virginia, pleaded guilty in federal court, admitting that he participated in a bribery scheme with other Cambridge employees and former Naval Information Warfare Center employee James Soriano. According to Thurston's plea agreement, Cambridge, acting through Thurston and multiple other Cambridge employees, gave various things of value to Soriano, including expensive meals at restaurants in San Diego, a ticket to the 2018 Major League Baseball All-Star Game held at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., and a job at Cambridge for Serrano's friend, Liberty Gutierrez. According to Gutierrez's plea agreement, Gutierrez did minimal work at Cambridge and gave Soriano $2,000 a month from her Cambridge salary. In return, Soriano acted in his position as a contracting officer's representative at Naval Information Warfare Center and influenced the procurement process to ensure that Cambridge was awarded two large task orders. Soriano further ensured that Cambridge was able to compile a steady stream of government funds while influencing a series of projects on those task orders to be approved. According to Cambridge's plea agreement, as a result of the conspiracy, the government obligated more than $2 million on one of the task orders and over $100 million on the other. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, March 7, 2025. Vice President of Healthcare Software and Services Company pleads guilty to $1 billion healthcare fraud conspiracy. Gregory Schreck pleaded guilty to operating an internet-based platform that generated false doctor's orders to defraud Medicare and other federal healthcare program benefits of more than $1 billion. According to court documents, Schreck admitted that he and his co-conspirators targeted hundreds of thousands of Medicare beneficiaries to provide their personally identifiable information and agreed to accept medically unnecessary orthopedic braces, pain creams, and other items through misleading mailers and television advertisements and calls from offshore call centers. Schreck and his co-conspirators owned, controlled, and operated DMERX, an internet-based platform that generated false and fraudulent doctor's orders for orthopedic braces, pain creams, and other items for these beneficiaries. Schreck, a vice president of the company that operated DMERX, admitted that he offered to connect pharmacies, durable medical equipment, DME, suppliers, and marketers with telemedicine companies that would accept illegal kickbacks and bribes in exchange for signed doctor's orders that were transmitted using the DMERX platform. Schreck and his co-conspirators received payments for coordinating these illegal kickback transactions and referring the completed doctor's orders to the DME suppliers, pharmacies, and telemarketers that paid for them. The fraudulent doctor's orders generated by DMERX falsely represented that a doctor had examined and treated the Medicare beneficiaries when in reality, purported telemedicine companies paid doctors to sign the orders without regard to medical necessity and based only on a brief telephone call with the beneficiary or sometimes no interaction with the beneficiary at all. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.